How many of you want to make six figures a year and be in real estate? Type six figures in chat. Type six figures in chat. How many of you want to be in real estate and make six figures? So we got a lot of six figures in the chat right now. I love that for y'all. So what I notice with a lot of you, you always want to come into real estate, but everybody thinks they have to be an investor or they think they have to be a realtor. And you're overlooking so many different career opportunities in this business for you to make money and have a great career, and then now use that to go ahead and build wealth. Okay. So second half of today's show, I'm bringing on a special guest. This man is a hustler, and he will follow up with you until you die, which I love. Serial follow-up person. He is relentless, and that's how you have to be. And we're going to talk a little bit about that too, because I want to talk a little bit about following up and things of that nature, right? So I'm bringing in my guy, Mike Totino, who's the owner of Hyper Focus Home Inspections here in New York. And we're going to talk a little bit about getting into this business, into the home inspection business, because a lot of you overlook just the home inspectors, and they make a lot of fucking money, right? So without further ado, I need everybody to give a warm welcome to my guy, Mike Totino. All right, let's bring Mike to the stage. Mike, what's going on, brother?
MG.
How you feeling today, bro?
I am blessed. I'm grateful to be here, and I am just happy that I am in a position to share whatever it is that people would like to know. And thank you for that intro.
Nah, no doubt, brother. No doubt, brother. So let's give a brief introduction on your credentials, who you are, how long you've been in business, et cetera, real quick for the people.
So I'm the owner of Hyper Focus Home Inspections. This month in November is actually my seventh year as a licensed home inspector. Up to date, I've probably done close to 1,500 home inspections. And prior to doing that, I was in construction. So I have over 10 years of experience in the construction background.
Okay, perfect. So let's talk about the career opportunity. You said this is, first of all, congratulations. 7 years in business is not easy. Not an easy thing to do. So first of all, congratulations on that right there. Now, let's talk about the career opportunity. A career opportunity with being a home inspector.
Yeah, so it's what you put into it, right? And that goes with anything in life, in business, in personal, in your relationships. I knew when I was becoming licensed to do home inspections, I knew I was putting my all into it. There was no backup plan. And I was just networking, you know, nights and weekends, open houses, realtor events, things like that. But there's a lot of people that already have their 9-to-5, and they could make an easier transition than I did as a home inspector, because there's a lot of cops that do it part-time, firefighters that have, you know, 3 days off at a time. So they, you know, really just depends on what you're looking to get out of it. But I could tell you now, this is a business where if you do a good job and people are happy, your phone will just start ringing without having to market. Everything I do is referral based now.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So if somebody's watching us right now, we got over 250 people through all platforms watching us right now, Mike, right? If we have, you know, somebody might be watching and saying, well, I don't have construction experience. I don't know how to swing a hammer, right? Mm-hmm. I don't really know the ins and out of this. Do you recommend that person come into the home inspection industry?
As long as you're coachable, as long as you're willing to learn, there's several avenues. You had mentioned earlier about mentorship. I recommend connecting with contractors, plumbers, electricians, meeting them on the job sites, picking their brain. These people would be happy to train you to, inform you on how they do things, because they're going to view you as a future referral partner, if anything. So if you're inspecting houses and you know it needs a new roof, the electric is outdated, it's shot, these are people that you could have within your network, and then add that extra layer of guidance to your clients when you're doing the home inspections. But you absolutely do not need experience within that industry.
So startup costs, like how much does it cost? And I know it's probably different from state to state, city to city, but generally speaking, like what are the startup costs to get licensed and become a home inspector?
So here in New York, Long Island, where you and I are based out of, to actually get licensed to take the just the course itself, you're probably somewhere between 3 to 4 grand. And then on top of that, with opening up your corporation, your branding, your apparel, t-shirts, business cards, stuff like that, I would say on the low end, you're probably with tools, probably 5 grand, 6 grand at most. But what other businesses are out there that you could start between 5 to 6 grand and make six figures your first year? There's not much out there.
So let's talk.
With yeah,
Go ahead.
with low overhead too, on top of that.
That's what I'm about to say. So, all
Yeah.
right. So you start off as, so you pay your 5 to 6 grand, get licensed, get tools. You go work for somebody, right? You work for a home inspecting company, you shadow them, you get mentorship. Are there any like courses or anything out there that teaches people to learn about like how to walk through a house and what to look for and stuff like that?
Yes. So depending on where you're located, I personally have my own property tour guide. It's like a digital home inspection. Whether you're an investor, you're a first-time home buyer, or you're an up-and-coming home inspector, that information can apply to anyone. You guys could reach out for the property tour guide if you want. And then you had mentioned it earlier too, mentorship. So when I started out, I didn't have a mentor. So I kind of winged it, which I don't recommend, because this is an industry where if you don't know your stuff and you start making mistakes, that's going to jeopardize your reputation long term. The only thing that gave me the confidence was my construction background for over 10 years. So I felt comfortable doing that. But in hindsight, I definitely should have reached out to an established home inspector, because there's things that, you don't know what you don't know, right? And that'll cost you.
You don't know what you don't know.
Right. And it's worse for a home inspector, because what you don't know might cost your client thousands and thousands of dollars,
No, that's a fact. It's nothing like having a bad inspector and
Correct.
they miss a bunch of shit. So that's a good segue, right? Like, so you as a home inspector, right? I always wanted to know, like, how do you guys protect yourselves? Because there are times when people do inspections and they close and then they're in the house for a month or two or three and they're like, something comes up at that time and they're like, damn, the home inspector missed this, right? I've heard that so many times. It's
Correct.
automatically, well, the inspector missed this, right? Like,
Correct.
how do you protect yourself from a legal perspective on that? And but also from a brand reputation, how do you protect yourself from quote unquote missing stuff?
So there's basically one word that just summarizes that question right there, and that is documentation. So you have to just have proof. You have to document. When I was at this house with pictures and every videos, pictures, when I was here, I didn't have access to certain areas of the attic or the crawl space, the whatever the case may be, because that backs up your argument of, I don't want to say argument, because I'm not in the business to argue with past clients of saying, well, you're wrong, I'm right. I want to make sure that their experience is a pleasurable one. Buying a house is obviously a big deal, but if you have proper documentation and you take your time in the inspections, you don't rush, you don't skip around, you have certain systems in place where I'm going to start in one spot and I'm going to move accordingly. I'm not going to jump around. I think that's the best way to go about it, honestly.
Documentation, man.
Yes.
Everybody type in chat.
Everything. Yeah.
Documentation, right? And
Cover
look,
yourself.
when you are any business professional, right? I like to go by, and I tell my people this all the time, CYA. CYA, y'all, cover your ass.
Yes. Yes.
Always cover your ass.
And we always set the tone too. You know, everything we're doing is at the time of the inspection. That's like the most, that is the key word in our reports. You know, the sink was in working order at the time of the inspection, the toilet flush at the time of the inspection. Because just like you said, someone can move in and the first week, toilet starts leaking, the faucet's loose now, that's leaking. But, you know, we have proof that when we were there, it was in working order.
Facts, facts. So, all right. So you get into this business, you pay 5 to 6 thousand, you go get some mentorship, you go work for a home inspecting company, you shadow, what'd you say, for about a year, 2 years? Like, how long
So
should somebody be doing that?
people actually go out on their own too. Not that I don't recommend it. It really boils down to your level of comfort, but what's going to make you successful as a home inspector is your level of education. It's what you're investing in training, in mentorship. Now, someone like myself, you can get me, you know, on virtual Zooms, on calls, you could pick my brain, I can guide you, and I could point out things that you're not going to be mindful of. It all ranges with the person because people go with different companies or they go out on their own. You know, everyone's path is different.
Very true. Let's talk money, Mike.
Let's
Because
do it.
everybody in chat talk money.
Sure.
Everybody type chat, type money in chat, type money in chat. And you know, we talking mentorship and everything. So let me answer this quick question before we talk the money, Mike. You offer mentorship, Mike, right?
Yes, I do.
This was who did this?
God's not done with you yet.
I like that. God's not done with you yet. I
Yeah.
like that. So
Yes, I do.
all right, so we're going to tell you guys how to get Mike's mentorship program and everything like that, probably a little bit later in the show. But I want to, before we get there, let's talk about money, right? Because look, we are in a time where there's nothing guaranteed, right? And we have a government shutdown right now for
Over a month.
36, 37 days right now. We have tens of thousands of people that are furloughed because of this. We have corporations with thousands of layoffs this year, tens of thousands of layoffs this year.
AI.
And we got AI coming into play, right? And for me, I don't see the home inspection business being replaced by AI. If anything, AI will enhance people in the business. So I want to get your thoughts on that too, AI and home inspections. But first, let's talk about the money that could be made in this business as a home inspector. On
Sure.
average, how long does it take to do, let's just say, a regular single family home, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 square feet? And how much are you charging for this? Now, obviously, it's going to vary fees state to
Sure,
state,
sure.
city to city, but just give us a general
Sure.
ballpark.
So the average house size here on Long Island, I would say it's approximately 1,500 square feet.
Okay.
The 2,000 and up is a little bit on the higher end houses. But on average, 1,500 square foot house, I'm charging 650, and that's also including a termite report. As far as time frame goes, now mind you, I've been doing this for years now, so I have my systems, I'm experienced, I'm efficient. For me to do a home inspection start to finish, it's about 2 hours, and then to write up the report, I'd say worst case scenario on a 100-year-old house that has hundreds of defects takes me about an hour. So 3 hours from start to finish. Now, that's half a work day, right? Now, let's do some math. You do two inspections in a day, you just made $1,300 in one day. When I was working construction, I was a union carpenter in New York City. I used to make on a full 40-hour work week about $1,100. And that's physical labor. I'm going into the city at 6 o'clock every morning. I'm coming home tired every day. I got my tool belt on, hard hat on all day, carrying material, sheetrock, all that stuff. Home inspections, I just broke it down to you. I'm making more in one day, just documenting. I'm not fixing stuff, I'm not building stuff, just documentation. I'm making more in one day. Now, take it a step further, NG. For those who don't know, I'm also licensed for mold and asbestos sampling. So that fee for mold sampling is another 650, right? So if I inspect a house that has mold and my clients want to get the sampling done to get extra peace of mind, you do two houses, both houses have mold, you do sampling for both houses you just inspect. That 1300 you made in one day turns into 2600 in one day. And that took me two full time, working full time. That took me 2 weeks to make that type of money in one day. And this is a hidden gem. I didn't know about this. I got into this business because I was struggling. And you know, this didn't happen overnight. I was in contracting. I'm running around all day. I'm overseeing projects. I'm responsible for everyone else to produce every day. Guys don't show up, everything in between. And I heard about this business and I really didn't know how lucrative I can make it.
Are y'all picking up what Mike is putting down here in chat? Like, chat, talk to me. Are y'all putting up?
Well, 2600 a day. And you know, and like I said, I'm always gonna continue to tell you guys, you have to know what you're doing. This is not you get licensed and you're making 2600 a day. You have to learn how to meet people, scripts, construction, obviously, coaching, mentorship. But if you invest in yourself, this is how you monetize this business that a lot of people not only don't know about. Once you own the skill of being an expert, no one could take that from you. No one can lay you off and say, hey, you know, we don't need you right now. Thank you for everything. You're a home inspector. You can take it wherever you want.
All right. You said a lot there, right? So $650 for a home inspection, that's in New York. On average around the country, I would probably say the home inspections are probably pretty much around the same, like 500 bucks, something like that.
I would say, yeah. So nationwide, I'd say somewhere, yeah, 500. Now, obviously, the cost of living here in New York is astronomical. So charging 650 for here in Long Island and the five boroughs, that's justified. But you know, in other states, you do two a day, you're still making 1,000 a day.
So let's do this. Chat, I need some participation here. If you did a home inspection in the year of 2025 or 2024, type in chat, how much did you pay for the home inspection and what city or state you're located in? Type in chat. I need everybody, if you've done a home inspection, if you're a realtor, a loan officer, investor, home buyer, whatever the case may be, type in chat your city, your state, and how much did you pay or your clients paid for a home inspection, because I just want to get I want to get a kind of sample. Hey, so we got I am Brit said 470 in Atlanta, right? 470 in Atlanta, 750 in Massachusetts, 350 in Maryland, 350 in Richmond, right? 600, I think I saw 500 in Delaware,
In
right?
Delaware,
600 in Hampton, 500 in Vegas, right? So we get all of these different prices. We got Florida. I'm a realtor and home inspector in Logan's Grove, Georgia. The average is $400 to $600, right? 600 in VA, my goodness. Right? DC 450, 650 in Port Jeff, New York.
yeah.
So guys, the numbers that Mike is saying, 500 to 700 in LA, they're saying 350 in Charleston, right? So I just wanted to put that out there. For everybody who's watching this with us right now, going to watch this on the replay, the numbers that Mike is saying is in line with around all around the country. So if you, like you said, if you do the math, once you get your systems and your flow, you can really go out here and do two of these a day. Even if you don't do two a day, right? Let's just say you do two or three a week, right? Think about that. If you're doing two or three a week, and if your average is $500, you know, that's still $1,500 a week. A lot of y'all probably not even making
And
$1,500 a week.
let me add, MG, that's 1500 part time. That's not even a full week. That's part time work.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's $78,000. If you do $1,500 a week part time doing two to three inspections. Part time, you can make $78,000 a year if you consistently get this type of business. That's insane.
And I could tell you right now, you know, being that I've been in this for my seventh year now, I just got another inspector under me. So now The inspections I can't handle, I have someone on my team that handles. So now I'm making money without even having to be in the field right now. He's doing an inspection as we speak right now, while I'm on here with you.
God is good.
You know what I'm saying? So you know, these are also long-term plays where not if, but you know, when your business gets to a point where you can't handle it by yourself anymore and you bring someone on board, every time they go out, you're making a piece now, you know? So, you know, so that's a whole different level of when, you know, you've built your six-figure business and now you're starting to, you know, dispatch inspectors out, you know, so on and so forth. So that 78 will easily turn into 100 part-time.
So I like this Ayana Anderson 391 says, to be a home inspector, you need to know your stuff and be physically prepared to climb and crawl and kneel and bend. It's not for people who don't do physical labor. What's your thoughts to that comment there?
I mean, it's to your discretion. You know, there are lines of work that just aren't for certain people. I mean, I could speak for myself. I can't have a desk job. I have ADD in my brain. I can't sit still, right? So I'm a blue collar guy because I'm used to being hands-on, but there's people who are good on spreadsheets, accounting, things like that. So I'm not going to sit here and say being a home inspector is for everyone. Some people, they don't want to go on ladders and things like that. You know, that's to each his own, 100%.
Okay, I saw another good question here. And if you got questions on YouTube, you got to go to the YouTube, type it in chat, and I'll get some questions answered.
Can
Right.
you?
So Diva Devon 88 says, can you talk about the more nitty-gritty parts of the job that people should prepare for?
You should prepare. That's a great question, by the way. You should prepare on communication, because you could be the best home inspector. You could know everything about electric, about plumbing, about roof, from A to Z. But if you do not know how to communicate these things with realtors, with first-time home buyers who are nervous, this is their biggest purchase, they're relying on you for the information. They don't know anything. You have to communicate it in a non-alarming way. Even houses that are 100 years old, they're falling apart. There's mold, termites, roof leaks, you name it. But you have to just reassure them that this can all be fixed. And I'd say that would be considered the nitty-gritty parts that people don't talk about. And that's actually one of the main focuses of my training, because you can go to the schools and they're going to teach you what to know about being in the field, but I teach you the psychological part and actually building the business part.
Good question. Good question. So let's talk about building a business, right? Because we've established briefly in this conversation, Mike, that the numbers are there, right? The numbers are there for you to be on a pathway of six figures and more, just depending on how much business you have. You're the king of follow-up. Like,
Yes.
you literally will follow up with somebody until they die.
Correct.
Mike has been following up with me for 8 years.
Yes.
Like, and
Don't give up, guys.
he does not give up, right? So, and you are a master networker, right? So to build this business and to get business as a home inspector, obviously you need to be where the homes are being sold, right? What are like some tips that you can give us and anybody who's looking to get into this industry of building your business and your brand as the go-to authority in your area, home inspector?
Great question. So I would say there's two things. Number one, and this kind of applies to, you know, any line of work, but when I go networking and I go to these events, my goal is to not make it transactional, not to just get business. It's to actually go out there and make friends with people, because MG, I'm not sure if I lost you.
Nah,
I
you
don't.
had talk,
Okay,
talk, talk.
cool. So my goal is to, when I show up, is to make friends first and the business follows. No one wants to meet someone at a networking event and get pitched, hard sale. This is why you need to hire me. I'm entitled. Everyone owes me business. If you have that mentality, it's not going to work. People are going to see right through it. And I'd say my second tip would be, you know, be active on social media, and it does not have to be work all the time. If you guys follow me, My platform on Instagram is it's at Hyper Focused Home Inspections right here. You'll see some of my content. It's not just home inspections. It's, you know, my lifestyle, personal, fitness, traveling. And I want to attract like-minded people because, like I said, business will follow that. And if I'm just pushing hard sales and, you know, call me for a home inspection, I don't think that that strategy works.
Okay.
Just be genuine.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, you have to cater to these relationships because nothing happens overnight. People see what I'm doing now. I'm on this platform with MG, one of the most well-known people in the real estate industry nationwide. This didn't happen overnight. You know, this is a milestone that he has me on his platform, but there's years and years of just relentless work going into my brand. So,
yeah, and I ain't gonna hold you up. There are times I ignore Mike, right? Yep. You're gonna get ignored. Like, there's times when people ignore me too. Like, yep. it's just human nature sometimes. Like, if you're busy, you're moving and shaking, like, all right, I'm gonna get to him because I know Mike is gonna continue to follow up,
not
right?
Stop. Yeah.
Like, he's not gonna stop, right? And it's not, you know, I mean, in the most respectful way, but Mike does not stop. So, and this goes for anybody who's watching this, any sales professional, any business mm-hmm. owner, you got to be relentless and mm-hmm. relentless pursuit of what you want. And like Mike said, his relentless pursuit is the reason why he's on the platform right now. He's speaking to over 200 people live right now. He's taught at in my inner circle masterminds with my mentees. Like, he's helping some of my mentees right now who signed up to this program to now start the process of getting their home inspection license and everything like that. So, you know, Mike is just a prime example of if you continue to follow up and you true to yourself and you know what you're doing and you know you can add value, then at some point shit is going to click, right? So, you know, going to realtor offices, you know, pounding the pavement, he invests into his business, right? It's not just like, hey, I'm going to do this and I can get you a good report. No, he's like, Mike does dinners with realtors. He's at networking events. Like, he's paying for mentorship. Like, he's doing all these things to help him scale and grow his brand and his business. So shout out to you, Mike, for that. Right. You are one of the most realest people that I've met in this space. But also you're also the most relentless.
You have to be
that I've met.
You know, and when it comes to, you know, setting big goals and things like that, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. And I'm not the person that's going to paint this perfect picture like, hey, you know, it's going to be easy. It's going to be, you know, no, you're going to make mistakes. And that's what makes people like us, MG, experts. We've all mm-hmm. made mistakes before. We all learn from it. We all learn from the mistakes. And then we just get better and sharper. And when it happens over a period of time, eventually, you know how to navigate. And I feel like that's kind of where I'm at now.
I love that for you, bro. So if anyone who's watching this right now, who's interested in getting into the home inspection, well, first of all, let me ask you guys in the chat, prior to today's episode, did you even think about becoming a home inspector or getting into the home inspection industry? Type yes or no in chat. Let's take a quick poll. Type yes or no in chat. Prior to today's episode and watching this today, we've been talking to Mike for about 30 minutes now. Did you even think about the home inspection business or getting into the side? Now, if anyone wants to get in touch with you, we got a lot of no's on Instagram. If anybody wants to get in touch with you, Mike, if they want to join your mentorship, they want to learn more mm-hmm. about, you know, getting into this business to get more detail, because obviously there's only so much we can talk about in a 30-minute conversation, right?
Of course.
How could people get in contact with you? How can they sign up for your program?
Sure.
You know, tell the people what you offer.
So I offer a...
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Mentorship program where if you're in the process of getting licensed, then I walk you through getting your bank account opened up, your branding, social media, your marketing, scripts with first-time home buyers. It's really A to Z. I teach you how to get scheduled. I have systems in place like a booking link, the software to write your reports. I do that every month with my students, and then every month I have sessions, and then you'll have homework and assignments just to hold you accountable. And then you also get a copy of my property tour guide if you're enrolled with me for my mentorship program. And if you want to reach out, I'll even add my cell phone number. You guys want to write this down? You could shoot me a text after the session. My number is 516-303-5425. My Instagram handle is @hyperfocusedhomeinspections right here. Same thing on YouTube, same thing. Thank you, MG, for putting that in the chat. Same thing on Facebook, YouTube. Instagram's is the platform I'm mostly active on, but I'm also active on TikTok as well. And then I will teach you how to not only, you know, become a great home inspector, but turn it into a six-figure business. And I mean, if you start now here in November, you'll have a great start to 2026. So now would be the perfect time to set the tone for the new year.
So 516-303-5425 is Mike's cell. Text him if you're interested. Do you have any links or anything like that that we can put on the description of this video, so that way people can, you know, go to the websites or the landing pages or whatever you have going on?
Yeah, sure. Do you want me to put it in the chat?
Yeah, you can put it in the chat right now. So if you got any links to your programs as well. But if people, you know, have questions, obviously they can text you, but you know, I want them to be able to go to your landing pages so that way they have that information as well. So text Mike at 516-303-5425. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna add one more link. Even if you're not interested in becoming a home inspector, you're a realtor or an investor, you can still get the copy of my property tour guide, which is basically a digital home inspection. And there's different modules of plumbing, electric, termites, mold. So it just makes you more well-rounded when you're scouting for houses, or if you're a homeowner, know what to look out for so you could avoid costly mistakes.
So that's what I was going to say. Right. And I'm glad you just led to that segment too. Anybody who's looking, any investor or future investor, any realtor who's watching this, that program, how much is it, Mike?
It's $99.
$99? That's it?
Wait, it's $99 for the property tour guide, yeah.
So the property tour guide is a one-time fee, $99, and it's basically like a digital, mm-hmm. like ebook type of vibe, right?
Correct, yeah.
Look, where's the link?
I put it in the chat. I don't know if I should send it.
No. Oh, you put it in the private chat. Which one of these is it? The complete property guide?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm going to put this link right now in the YouTube chat right this second. Right. For $99, in all honesty, everybody needs to go buy this, because if this is going to, and I'm going to put this in Instagram live chat as well. I need everybody to go buy that, because if you're looking to buy investment properties, you're looking to buy properties, period, you need to know what the hell you're looking at, right? Especially for my real estate professionals, everybody who has LLCs and everything like that, this is all tax deductible, right? So it's $100. Like, if you can't invest $100, and this is again what I was saying before Mike came on the show, there are resources out there that can help you guys go to the next level, right? What Mike is offering for $100, take it, go for it, study it. So it's only going to help you make more money.
And if I could add just A huge factor of my success now is the mentorship I've paid for myself. I mean, I've paid tens of thousands of dollars, honestly, and it's really worth every penny that I've invested in coaching mentors, because you want to hire someone who's already doing what you're trying to do, because not only will you speed up your journey, your process, you won't make costly mistakes.
No, 100%, but let's look at it like this, right? Everybody who on here wants to buy real estate. You're not on my channel if you are not buying real estate. Period, point blank, right? You're here to learn about real estate. So if you're a realtor, if you're a homeowner, if you're an investor, whatever it is, you spend $99. This can help you negotiate, because now you're going to be walking through the houses with the mentality of a home inspector and knowing up front what to look for to negotiate. So you spend $100 today, guys, and I'm going to stress this shit. You spend $100 today. That $100 is going to 10x. If you got motion, if you are serious about buying real estate, you're going to be able to walk through properties, look at this from that same lens of Mike or a home inspector, and negotiate tens of thousands of dollars in savings. For $100, Mike, you need to raise
I probably should, but
You definitely should raise the price. I'm sorry. Because this guide right here, I mean, this can be used nationwide. So this is not a New York guide. This is looking through a home, mechanicals. Mechanicals are the same everywhere in the country, guys.
Boilers, yeah, exactly.
Boilers, HVACs,
Yeah.
all of the shit is mold. All of these things are universal nationwide. Please do not fucking cheap out on yourself.
And I will
And
say this too, one of the biggest issues is moisture intrusion. Water is seeping into your basements. That causes a whole level of problems. Mold, termites, wood rot. I mean, it's really a snowball effect. So out of everything that I find on the regular, I'd say moisture related problems are probably the most expensive.
no, I agree. And I've dealt with it all. So, and this is why I'm telling you guys, and once Mike just told me the price of that, I'm like, what? $100? One time fee. That's why I was like, is it a one time fee? Like for
One
a
time
hundred dollars,
for life.
you're gonna spend $100 on some bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, let's just call a spade. You're gonna spend $100 on some bullshit this weekend. If you're serious about real estate, guys, please, 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 please. Walking through your properties helps you nego this helps you negotiate. $100 can probably save you at minimum $1,000.
It's
At
10x, right?
minimum.
Yeah.
At minimum $1,000 in sales price. Minimum. That's a guarantee fucking T. I'm guaranteeing this, right? You spend this $100, you're gonna 10x in savings. Like, the price needs to raise. Like, because this is too good. But might keep it on for at least for the rest of the month, and going into to December, I think you should
I
think
should
about,
raise.
yeah, 100%. Like 100%. I'm putting the link back again in Instagram, because people keep asking me over there too. But like 100%, it's $100 is free.
You're
Like
right.
it's free,
Yeah.
basically. This is free. How long is this?
I'm sorry, how
How
long?
long is this pause? How long is this PDF?
So it's actual videos.
It's videos. This a course?
It's videos of me in the field, pointing
Mike,
everything out. Yeah.
you on your phone or a computer right now?
I'm on my laptop right now.
You on your laptop? Share your screen. Let us see. Let us see behind the scenes of what this looks like. Because I see it's in Kajabi. So you have it's a course. It's set up like a course, like I showed you
Yeah.
before, right?
Yes. Wait,
Yeah.
so you want me to share my screen to go through my
Yeah, I just
course?
want to see. Let's show them what they're gonna get,
Okay.
right? Let
Let me.
let's show them what they're gonna get, and let's so that way people understand like how long is this course? I thought it was like a PDF or something.
No, no, no.
This is a course.
This is, yeah. So this is, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to navigate on my laptop right now. So this These are videos like modules. There's a module for plumbing, module for electric, module for foundation.
Show us.
Oh, that's all right. Hold on a second.
Yeah, yeah. Show us, because I think people really need to understand what they're buying.
Yeah, yeah.
If they're going to purchase this for $100,
you thought it was an ebook.
I thought it was an ebook. No. Personally, I thought it was an ebook. I'm like, that's why I kept on saying ebook.
This property tour guide is literally, you're in the position of my cameraman that day, where he's filming me pointing stuff out and like, hey guys, this is what I find, and yeah, like it's a home inspection. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to see this. Let's see this. Let's share the screen.
Yeah, I'm just logging in right now. Give me 1 second.
Because I want to see how many modules. Like we're gonna give them a little behind the scenes. It's not like they can fucking steal it. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's give them a little BTS and let's do it.
All right, I'm just logging in right now. You put me on the spot, MG. I'm sorry. I just have to.
That's all good.
I gotta navigate through my products and all this, all products. Give me once. Okay, perfect. I got it right here. All right, I'm gonna share my screen right now.
Mm-hmm.
Share screen. Okay. Share screen. Okay, can you see my screen right now?
Yep.
Okay, so.
So hold on. Let me add it to the stage. All right, there we go.
Okay, so these
we can't really see it. You got to make it a little bit bigger. Pause.
Like zoom in?
Yeah, you got to zoom in because I can't really see it.
Can you see it now?
No, it's still coming out.
So if you can't see it.
Make it like full of your laptop. Oh. Make it full of your laptop. Yeah, like that's this? A little bit better. Yeah, let me take us. Let me give this the solo full screen layout. I really still can't see it too good. I can't really see it too good.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah. But okay. But it looks like it's how many modules is up here?
So there's 1, 2. Three.
Click on one and play a video. Let's just we can.
Yeah, sure. I'll do the about me okay. Right now.
No. Go to when you in a row. Not this.
Go I got
to
you.
Not the about me. Go to something like. Yeah. Go to like
electric or something.
Yeah. Go.
Foundation. Go I got you.
Foundation. Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Now we can see it. Now make that. Larger. Pause. There we go. Turn it up. Yeah, we can't hear it, but it's okay. So you're actually in these houses.
I'm in the houses, bro.
On the Kajabi, it has a volume button right there.
On
the video, right?
Yeah, it's all the way up already.
It's all the way up?
Yeah.
I don't know why it's not giving us no audio. That's odd.
Yeah, I don't know why either.
All right, no, whatever. Go back to full screen then.
Okay.
Because I want them to see the quality of these videos.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Oh yeah, you breaking shit down then.
Man, this is hands on. This is like, I'm talking about drainage, foundation, moisture intrusion, the cracks, settling, all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. See. Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Yep.
I like that. Yeah, nah, then, it's clean.
Yeah.
Go to another chapter.
I got you right now. I'll do exterior.
Okay, so you're on the exterior of the house, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll skip through a little bit, just to give you a heads up.
And how long are these videos?
The videos range. They're let me see. Each video ranges, but they're probably a couple minutes long per video.
So how many hours do you think this is in total? Your entire this entire course for $100.
I'd say it's probably like an hour and change,
Okay.
maybe 2 hours, give or take.
Okay.
So I'm gonna stop sharing the screen. So okay.
Okay. So you got about 2 hours, 2 hours of information. Your action, as we can see, the quality of the videos are spot on, and you're breaking down the entire,
Yeah.
all the
Yeah.
mechanicals, foundation, exterior, windows, you know,
Rodents,
moisture,
nets,
rodents.
pests. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All that stuff.
Nah, this is dope. This is dope. All right, guys, I need everybody. I'm putting the link in both platforms again, Instagram and YouTube. I need you guys to click on that link. It's $100, one-time fee, 2 hours of information, the complete property walkthrough. We just saw we the videos, for whatever reason, it wasn't letting him share the audio, but it's high quality, right? This is not him just like sitting behind a computer and giving you a slideshow,
Right.
right? This is actually you're seeing the properties and everything like that, and he's going through and telling you exactly what to look for in these properties to notice these defects and things like that. That's going to help you save tens of thousands of dollars on your offers. So don't be cheap, guys. I promise you, do not be cheap. It's only going to hurt you. If you're a realtor, if you are a home buyer, an investor, this $100 investment is going to save you tens of thousands of dollars. All right. I think this shit is dope.
Thank you.
Personally, Mike, the videos look clean as hell, professionally recorded, professionally edited, and only
I
for $100. Crazy.
and it just goes to show you that I'm always investing in my brand. I could have done this from my cell phone, selfie style. Hey guys, look, I found, but I didn't want to do that. I wanted to provide top of the line, real quality content, real audios, real, stuff like that. So, I've definitely, I would like to think that I'm constantly investing in myself, into my business. And, if, like I said, even the real estate agents, I have realtors that I'm coaching right now on how to become a home inspector because they're waiting for their closings that are taking 2 to 3 months a pop. And they want to become a home inspector in between their closings.
I love that, man. Shout out to Des Des 25. She said she or he or she said they just purchased.
Thank you, thank you.
Shout out to Des Des 25 for making that purchase. If you purchase, type it in chat. Let's shout you out. Des Des, congratulations on taking that next step on becoming a better investor, a better home buyer. And this is what I mean about taking out the emotions, y'all. Right? The more you learn, the more you earn, period, point blank. And if you invest into your intellectual property, you're going to get an infinite return on that investment. And Des Des 25 just did so. It's going to help you. Lin Lin 585284 on Instagram said they just purchased as well. Congratulations on taking that next step in your journey and being a better homeowner and investor. Realtors, you definitely should be purchasing this. It's $100, man. Like, think about this information and how much money is going to help save you and your clients. Like,
And not only that, for my local realtors, I host workshops. So the property tour guide I do in person once a month for my real estate agents. And I
Mike,
can't.
forget that. Hold on. I got to
Oh,
cut your wisdom
yeah.
off. Stop with this local shit.
Okay.
I keep
I'm
telling you
saying,
this.
okay,
No,
realtor.
Mike, stop with this local shit.
Okay.
I keep telling you this. When you speak, stop
Yeah.
speaking local,
You're right. You're
right?
right. My,
You got 200 plus people
yeah.
watching you from all across the country. When is this property tour? When are you doing it? And how do they purchase tickets to come to this live in person? People
Right.
will travel to New York. It's holiday
Right.
season. They want to come here
Yeah,
anyway.
yeah, yeah.
Right? You got to start thinking global, Playboy.
What I was saying
Thank you.
is on a nationwide level. This information applies to everyone, right? But realtors in particular, when you guys are showing houses, if you guys know what a GFCI outlet is and little things like that, if you really hone the title of being an expert, I promise you, they see that stuff. Because if you're on a listing presentation, if you're showing houses, and if every response you're giving your client is, I'll get back to you on that, I'll find out for you, and you don't know this stuff, by the end of that appointment, you're going to have a list of things that they ask you that you don't know. And that's going to, I think, that's going to reflect on your business too.
So look, it's, oh my, says, I'm in, she's on Instagram. She says, I'm in NYC. I will come to this event. Right? I don't think she's a realtor. Lin 5284 said, when is your next event? How about this? Mike, I'm putting you on the spot. I'm putting this on the spot right now. Right? Everyone who purchases this today, they get an invite to your next in-person event.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Be more than happy. Yeah.
That's fair. That's so fair. Everybody who purchases today, you get access. When is the next event, Mike?
The next event, we're first week of November. I would say give me about a month or so, just so everyone has time to schedule. And I could probably do it the first week of December. If not the first week of December, then definitely first week of January. Like after so the
holidays. Let's just say second week of December.
No, first week. I can't do this second week.
Okay. First week of December. When are you going to know 100% by?
I will know by this weekend.
By Monday?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Look, guys, you got until Monday, because I'm going to... And you see, guys, Mike, I am one of the people he has paid to mentor and coach him to. And this is why I had to cut him off and say, stop this shit.
Yeah.
Right? So that was just me being MG the coach right now. By Monday, the price is going to go up, because now we include an in-person event in this, right? And shout out to Shell Bride One, just purchased as well. So if you don't purchase this by time in 24 hours, the price is going to go up, and it's going to include the in-person event as well. So not only do you get the digital course, but you'll also be able to come to our property in person and learn hands-on, only for $99.
You know that there's people charging tens of thousands of dollars for stuff like this.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's got to go up to at least $500 minimum, $1,000 minimum.
We should have had this talk before you had me on here, MG.
No. Prior preparation prevents piss poor performance, Mike. 7 P's. Always have your P's in order. You're doing great. Doing great, right?
Thank you.
But and he's in TC. He's in New York, right? Mm-hmm. So I think this is, and again, this just came to my brain as we're talking about this, right? This is fucking amazing to me. Mm-hmm. So for $100 today, not only do you get, shout out to Sean Waller talking about $99 is a steal.
Sean's on here right now?
Yeah, he's on Instagram watching.
That's one of my guys too. Yeah, Sean's a great guy. One of my realtors too.
Amazing. Sean is dope. Yeah. Can they bring a son? Somebody wants to know, can they bring their son?
Sure.
There you go, right? And look, guys, $99. The link is in both comments right now. For $99, you'll be able to come to the in-person event, whether it's going to be December or January. You come to the in-person event. Mm-hmm. You get to learn hands-on, mm-hmm. walking through a house from a lens of a home inspector and teaching you what's in the course hands-on. So not only are you getting a digital course, you're getting a walkthrough experience.
And not only that, if you're there in person, you get to ask me any questions that might pop up, things that, you know, bring your notepads, basically.
So if you're on Instagram, I'm putting the link right here in the chat. So if you're on Instagram, I just put the link in the chat. If you want to DM me or DM Mike, ask Mike. Don't DM me.
Yeah.
Like, the fuck out of here. Yeah. Like, I was just about to say DM me. No, don't DM me. DM Mike. Go follow Mike. right? Go follow Mike and then DM him. Put your in the chat. Your IG page. What is this? Safety Homeless? No,
Hyper Focus
Inspections on Instagram.
Hyper Focused Home Inspections.
Hyper Focused Home Inspections on Instagram.
Yeah.
Go follow him. DM him yourself. The in-person event is going to be in New York when you get to walk through the properties. It's a $99 fee, and you get to get the digital course of it too. So even if you can't make it to the in-person event, you can watch it digitally. Right? So this is a fucking home run right now. If you're a realtor, home buyer, investor, this is what you need in your life. All right, Mike. We've been on here for about 50 minutes now.
Yeah, man, it goes by quick. Yeah.
Almost an hour. If you guys got a lot of value from Mike, make sure you type some gems in the comment. Make sure you guys go follow Mike. I think this is phenomenal. If you want to learn more about getting into the home inspection industry, Hyper Focus Home Inspections on Instagram, you can DM him personally. The link is right above your comment, Carver 099. I'm going to put it again. Tap in with him and let's go. Any parting words, Mike?
I just want to say that I want to thank everyone for their time. I really appreciate it. I feel like I'm out of space right now in my career where this next chapter I'm in is to pay it forward, because I didn't have a home inspector that taught me the ropes, whether it was investing or building a business or becoming a home inspector. So whatever avenue that you're in, whether you're purchasing houses, you're an investor, realtor, want to become a home inspector, I'd be more than happy to mentor you. And it's a skill no one could take from you. That's most important. You can't get fired. And the more that you train, the more you could obviously turn it into a career. So if you're struggling, you don't know what the next move is, you know, become a home inspector and you will not regret it.
Man, shout out to my guy, Mike, man. Everybody throw some gems in the comment. If you learned something from Mike today, make sure you go follow him. Hyper Focus Home Inspections on Instagram.
Right there.
Again, make sure you buy the full property walkthrough. It's only $100 lifetime access. We got Sean Wall in the comments talking about our sponsor, Two Tickets. Mike is the best in the business. Sean Waller.
It's my guy. Sure
If you want to be sponsored for this, Sean Waller on Instagram, Sean Waller _, hit him up. He's in the Instagram comments talking about, I'll sponsor Two Tickets. Mike is the best in the business. And Mike's done my personal home inspections too.
He's
done inspections for my home. He's done it for a commercial building. Mike is the real deal. I wouldn't even have him on here if he wasn't. So he's going to sponsor two people. DM Sean Waller. You must be following him. I'm going to put rules in this. If you're going to sponsor, you have to be following him and DM him, and he'll buy two people tickets, right? But you got to follow Sean Waller, okay? Sean Waller _ on Instagram is sponsoring two people. It's $100, y'all. Invest into yourself. Invest into your intellectual property. This course and this live in-person event is going to help you save tens of thousands of dollars. And the price is going to go up. Mark my words. Price is going to go up. So, Mike, I appreciate you coming on today's show. Make sure y'all tap in with my guy, Mike. And I'm going to let you go now.
Thank you, guys. And you can reach out my cell phone, too. 516-303-5425. Thanks again, guys.
Say it one more time.
516-303-5425.
There you have it, y'all. Mike, I appreciate you, bro. I'll hit you up later.
All right.